journey of life, we tend to learn things the hard way, especially for us people that never have gotten the guidance from our parents or from our loved ones when we were being raised. And I try my very best to do the opposite, meaning I try to inform my daughter as much as I can about life, about understanding things and realizing how the world is. Because when she steps outside of this house and goes to school, she feels a little bit of that world. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with a controlled environment where she's feeling a little bit of the brunt of how the world can be. And she's getting a taste of that right now in school. You know, we had to file paperwork for bullying, and she tends to be a little bit of a follower from time to time. And that's something that I've been always stressing to her since she was little. And it's something that many of us at a later stage still are not able to comprehend or understand about how people can be and impact our mental and emotional well-being. I mean, it's really something that we don't pay attention to it. And if you don't, you're going to constantly be in that drama. You know, there's people I think that go, why am I'm always in this drama. Nothing happens for me. Blah, blah, blah. You know, all these different things. Is a lot of it has to do with the environment that you're in all the time. A lot of it has to do with the people you surround yourself with. Like if you're in an environment, let's just say you're at a job that you hate and people hate the job, then that's what you're gonna be around that energy. Think about it. At least 40 hours a week, you're around that. If you're around friends outside of that. So if you're around friends that all they do is complain and bitch about their life, there's nothing fun coming out of them. They're always calling you to always complain, or they're texting you just to rant about something. And I'm not saying that we don't have moments. I think I need to clear this when I have these conversations. It's not that you can't have a bad moment. No one's asking you to be perfect. But when you see yourself, when most of the times you call me or you message me are mostly about venting and complaining and having pity for yourself, then that's the thing that you have to regulate about yourself. But a lot of people don't. And I was telling this to somebody that I was having a conversation with, that many times people come to us, people like you and me, is because we don't add stress to their life. So when someone's calling me, and when someone's wanting to hang out with me, it's mostly because they enjoy my company. They know I'm not going to be there complaining about my life. They're not going to be hearing me venting. They're not going to be hearing me complaining. It's mostly I already put that shit aside and understand that it has nothing to do with this moment that me and this person are sharing. But a lot of people are not able to understand that. People are not able to give that kind of positive energy. Like I learned for myself many, many years that people were just sucking it out of me because they were in a constant stressful place. Like I had somebody like years ago tell me, you know, I need help because all I do is help people all day. So you're my outlet to be able to get these things off my chest. And I was like, you know, very honored that you feel that confident and comfortable with me, but it can't go one way as far as that connection. I was watching that with somebody and I thought it was a little bit extreme. They were talking about how they only have friendships in which that person can pick up the phone and be readily available because they would do the same for them. And everyone, the thing about friendships that I've learned, and I try to teach this to my daughter, is that the definition of a friend is different to different people. And what I mean by that, it's like for me, like a friendship is like a family member because I don't have an immediate family connection. I don't have family bonds like many people do. Then the people that I include in my life that are not of DNA, I consider them like family. So for many, many years, I would do this and I would just be available. I would compromise my own time, my own schedule, similar to what a father would do for their daughter or a brother would do for their sister, right? It was like that, okay, you're family, so we got to be there for one another. But I realized that friendships means something else to somebody. it's way more conditional. It's more, I guess it's more expendable. And when you realize that your definition is different than the many people you've been having these friendships with, then you end up realizing that that's not the connection you want to have with them, and you reorganize, and you do these things, right? And you go ahead and work on creating a circle of people that you can connect with on the same level. Granted, when you think like I do in the terms that I do, it's very hard. But that's the perspective that I have. So you understand that people, definition of friends would be somebody that I need to go vent to when I need, because my husband won't hear me. Or it will be like I'm frustrated and you always seem to have answers. Or you're not judgmental, so I'm going to go run to you. But there isn't like, the problem is with that is that there is no back and forth. It's a one-way street with that. So there's many people out there that are what I call them energy vultures. And there are people that when they see you're not a stressful person in their life, when they see that you handle your shit very well, then they want to suck it out of you in a way, because they don't know how to keep their energy in place. They don't know how to keep their life in order. And the way they do it is they go ahead and leech out to people and drain other people with their drama and things like that. So I had to learn the hard way on that. And I'm trying to teach my daughter that. I always tell my daughter this. You're going to learn two ways in life. You're going to learn from others, or you're going to learn the hard way. And what I tell her is that she's like, I don't want to learn the hard way. Well, you better listen to me. Because if you're not trying to listen to what I tell you, a man that's been through it and has had to learn it the hard way, because it's not like I can go to mom and dad and ask for life advice. Maybe I can now, but I think I figured a lot of these things out already. But no one was there for me when I was 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. I can go on and on. It was, you know, you have to figure these things out on your own. And when you figure these things out on your own, it's because you have to do them the hard way. And I always tell my daughters, like, I want to tell you these things because it's patterns. It's not, people are people. Yeah, you may have different toys and technology, but people have jealousies. People are selfish in nature. People, and you have to really learn how to detect that in people. That really, when it comes to friends and people you associate yourself with, you don't want them to hang out with you because you want to be a cool kid, or because because you bring them candy, or you don't want to be used as a tool. You want to be viewed and respected as a person that you're loved for who you are. And it's a sad thing, because many of us are not able to understand that reality. So when you're in the mindset that I'm in right now, which is alienating myself and thriving in that self-isolation and loving my me time and being able to recharge and doing all these things, it's a very beautiful thing to have for me. It's and understanding that people are not respectful when you're in a good place. And they don't do it inadvertently. What do I mean by that? I mean that where, let's say someone's going through a tough time and you got your shit together emotionally and you're able to talk to them, it becomes very addicting to them to be around you, to talk to you, because you're not getting rattled and you're not getting feeling any type of way about what they have to say. So in a way, they feel so therapeutic for them. It's like talking to a counselor. But I've learned that I just can't give that to anybody anymore. That I just can't extend myself to that level, because it impacts your well-being. And now that I'm at a stage of life where I don't need to feel validated by other people. I don't need to. If you don't know who I am as a person, if you don't feel that I'm a good person, and you feel I'm only useful to you when you have to need me for something, then I don't want to be that type of friend with you. I don't want to be connected with you in any type of way. I don't think that's fair to me or you, right? And that's the part where, or if it's bartering. I mean, I'm okay. Like if you're somebody that is in a married situation and you want to have someone that's emotionally available, I get that. But I need sexual needs too. And so it's a good barter for me. And I hate to sound like that, but a lot of times in relationships, it is a bartering that you do of sorts. You do barter. You do barter. For some people, they barter the financial security to deal with the deal with the shit that they have to deal with, right? Like there's different dynamics. There's other people that deal with someone's erratic behaviors and craziness because the sex is great, and they're willing to tolerate it. It's like people have their bartering systems that they don't even know they have. And they don't even want to acknowledge it because it kind of doesn't make love seem real. And I'm saying to myself, no, that's part of love. Love is an exchange of needs and wants. And hopefully it's something that's mutually beneficial. But you don't want it to be one-sided. And I try to tell that to my daughter. I try to tell that to people. But the importance is when you have a person like myself and telling this person, I was like, hey, we're just stress-free people, like stress-free. I don't know why I'm not able to announce my words. It's not like I'm fucking doing anything. But when you are living stress-free and you have all your ducks in a row and you're feeling really good about yourself and you have this stronghold on your life, and you know, like for me, it's like I know who I am. I know my weaknesses. I know my strengths. I accept who I am. I'm not apologizing for anything. If you don't like it, kick rocks. If you like it, I'll love you back, because I match energy. And I guess for me, that's kind of been one of the things that I had to realize the hard way. And many relationships I don't really care for. Like I had someone message me the other day, and I'm like, when's the last time they messaged me? It was like 6 months ago. And I'm like, yo, like I'm not even gonna respond to this, because at the end of the day, it's like, I'll get at you when I can, just like you get at me when you can. And it's nothing personal. I mean, it's nothing that, again, I mean, it's not like I'm feeling any type of way, but it's more of understanding the reality. It's understanding that some people, that their definitions of friendships and connections are different than yours. So that's what I realized, is that, okay, that person's friendship is based on what you could do for them, or just being communicating when it's convenient to them. And I'm like, okay, well, I recognize that now, and that's the way I'm gonna reciprocate. When it's convenient to me, I'll reach out to you. When it's something I need, because that's only when you reach out to me, I'm gonna reach out to you. And it sucks, because when you think of it that way and you talk in those terms, it's something that it makes people feel uncomfortable, and people don't want to look in the mirror when you talk like that, because you're letting them know, hey, this is you. This is you I'm talking about. Not you directly, but if you're feeling a difference in the shift of how I've been with you in a relationship, there's why. Because I'm recognizing that you're not reciprocating the energy. Your definition of a loved one is different than mine. And I understand that, so therefore, I am recalibrating to whatever your definition is, because I am not going to extend and give you any more energy that I need to give you. If you only give me 5%, I'm going to give you 5%. If you give me 90, I'm going to give you 90. And that's the thing that I try to tell my daughter, is that don't go after people that are not mutually engaging with you. Like, she's always chasing the popular kids, wanting to be part of the cool. It's okay to be a dork. It's okay to not be like, it's okay to just have 3 or 4 friends. Like, you don't have to have many more. You don't have to have a ton of people in your life. Just like a couple good friends you talk to, you have your isolation time, and you go from there. But it's a hard thing. And I guess for me, is, I'll leave with this, is knowing the importance of protecting your mental health and your inner peace is something that is invaluable for me, because in a way it recharges me and allows me to be the person that I want to be in the world, to others, to everybody that I love and I want to be in their life. It allows me to be a certain way. But people don't understand that. Like, people are not very aware of the draining that they are. They don't even understand that they're taking. Yeah, you're not physically taking anything, but you're draining me, because you're talking to me hours and hours about things that this conversation is not going to help you resolve anything. You just have to get it off your chest because of anxiety, because of fear, because of you, whatever strong feeling that's holding you, that's causing you to be in a bad place. And I don't, like I said, I don't, that door has closed for me a long time ago. Once I recognized, because what happens is that you get frustrated. You get frustrated with people. I see it with a friend of mine. He does this all the time with people, and he's constantly getting frustrated, and it beats him up. And I try to tell him, I found it. I found how you got to be, but it's against his desired way of being. And it's like, well, you got to pick and choose, because the takers are not going to stop taking. It's like, if you crack that door, they're going to come through. If you give them one candy, they're going to want two. If you give them two, they're going to want three. And then they're not even going to be thankful and full of gratitude, because they're going to expect it. And I don't want to deal with people like that. The people that are not understanding or coming from a place of gratitude. Because at the end, there's nothing no one has to do for me in this world. Nothing. You don't owe me a favor. So that's why I always say thank you. That's why I'm always appreciative. That's why I show gratitude. Because no one has to do shit for you. Not even your parents. I don't have to do shit for my daughter. But I do, because it's not only my responsibility, because it's my desire. But we don't owe anything to anybody in life. We really don't. When it comes to the adulting aspect of it. And the sooner you're able to protect your energy, like that's the message that I spew to everyone in my circle. Protect your energy. And if you get yourself in a good place, don't let people suck it away from you.